It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, September 8th. I'm Patricia Naft. Five people died in a plane crash on Sunday in San Juan County. A National Transportation Safety Board spokesman tells the Durango Herald. The Cessna 310 went down Sunday afternoon. A Colorado Civil Air Patrol spokesman tells KVNF the plane took off from Bristow, California, headed for Amarillo, Texas. The plane stopped in Flagstaff, Arizona to refuel. It disappeared from radar after taking off in Arizona. It's believed the plane crashed near the Grizzly Peaks area south of Telluride based on radar and cell phone tracking data. Crews are working to recover the wreckage. A rash of counterfeit money is showing up in Grand Junction. Eight instances of counterfeit bills have been reported to the Grand Junction Police Department, most of them from gas stations. The Daily Sentinel reports that authorities are unsure if it's a widespread problem or perhaps related to Cinda Sakala of Fruta. Sakala was arrested last month after officers responded to a call about dogs left in a hot car. They learned she had a warrant for her arrest for forgery. According to the arrest affidavit, officers found a Hewlett-Packard printer in her car with sheets of $5 and $20 bills. Colorado's South Platte River Basin is a powerhouse for crops and cattle. Massive reservoirs quench the region's thirst, with farm fields generally first in line. Wildlife, it's often last. But a small win-win is giving waterfowl a little more room at the watering hole. It's a program that creates warm winter ponds for migrating ducks, then gives the water back in time for summer crops. For Connecting the Drops, Shelley Schindler reports.
Motorboats tow water skiers across the North Sterling Reservoir, located about a two-hour drive northeast of Denver. Waves lap the shore, and boys play cards with their grandfather.
We went fishing.
While the reservoir is a popular state park, an expert on water rights says its bigger purpose is for agriculture.
The North Sterling was built from 1909 to 1911, built by farmers.
Jim Yan manages the North Sterling Reservoir. In the spring, it stores snowmelt from the South Platte River. In the summer, it supplies water for over 40,000 acres of farmland. Here in summer, seagulls and sandpipers flock to the reservoir. Most ducks are in Canada. In the colder months when ducks are migrating, thousands fly through, but they typically don't settle on this massive lake. Jan says it presents challenges.
Our reservoir, North Sterling Reservoir, will freeze over in the wintertime, so the ducks don't really have a good place to go. And, you know, our reservoir is 65 feet deep.
Dabbling ducks need shallow water. To show just how shallow, Jan drives to a hayfield that includes some mudflats, each about the size of a city dweller's yard and only 2 feet deep. Jan calls them recharge ponds. You might describe them as mud holes or maybe soggy hollows.
I would call them a recharge pond. Sorry.
That's actually their official name, and they don't just happen. They're intentionally made from natural depressions that previously did not hold much water. To transform them into recharge ponds, first farmers must earn a water right through Colorado Water Court. Then, documenting every drop, farmers pump water into their recharge ponds starting around November when groundwater is plentiful. They keep refilling them until March. That's because water constantly seeps out of recharge ponds, then percolates through the soil, slowly heading back to recharge the South Platte River.
The goal is to have it during those critical times, July, August, and September. That's really where there's a demand for water above what the supply is.
A farmer who legally captured winter water through a recharge pond has essentially retimed it, making it possible to add that same amount to summer crops. As a side effect, during the winter, ducks benefit. This is the sound of ducks recorded one snowy winter day. In this case, they're bobbing down a creek in Metro Denver. During the winter on Colorado's northeastern plains, similar scenes occur at recharge ponds. That's because the pumped-up groundwater is so warm, it doesn't freeze. Denver nature lover Ken Hayborn says dabblers view the ponds as a dining spot.
Most people are very used to seeing that duck butt sticking straight up in the air with the bill kind of grazing off the bottom of the pond. So you really want this water to be at a depth where the duck can tip its head underwater and eat.
Hayborn is so impressed by recharge ponds, he's contributed land and money for creating them. He donates his water credits to nearby farmers who use them for summer crops. Assisting Hayborn financially and with legal and engineering expertise is Ducks Unlimited, one of the nation's oldest and largest conservation groups.
We did about $20 million worth of those grants, and there was probably about 26 different landowners and about 40,000 acres conserved. It's been a pretty incredible impact over a 10-year period.
Greg Kernahan leads the Ducks Unlimited Recharge Pond efforts by teaming up with hunting groups, farmers, and even businesses that provide matching grants to help offset their corporate water use. Companies helping range from car makers and software giants to brewers.
Lift a beer to the ducks, exactly.
As for the ponds, Ken Hayborn says that visiting one during the winter is kind of a miracle.
You go out there when it's 10 or 15 degrees below zero, and there's this beautiful open water with steam rising off of it. And of course, you know, that's fabulous habitat for the ducks.
Nature lovers like Kernahan and Hayborn hope the success of recharge ponds will inspire more Coloradans to find win-win ways to share water with wildlife. For Connecting the Drops, I'm Shelley Schlender.
Connecting the Drops is a year-long collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and the Colorado Foundation for Water Education, with support from Western Resource Advocates. Find out more at yourwatercolorado.org.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.